It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and UT Health San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. If a doctor has a patient who's infected with a fungus they don't recognize, they're probably going to send it to UT Health San Antonio's fungus testing laboratory.
As a reference lab, we really see the unique things that a lot of people have not seen before. And it comes to us on a fairly routine basis.
Nathan Wiederhold has run the lab for more than a decade.
And since I started as the director, we've had the opportunity to be involved in the description of at least 60 new fungal species. These are things that have not been seen before causing disease in humans, and we were part of the team really taking a first stab at describing them, not only what they look like under the microscope, but also their DNA sequences and then the disease that they were causing in the individual.
Over the last 20 years, fungal pathogens have become a growing threat.
We're seeing emergence of a lot of different fungal infections, and several of them are also resistant to drugs that we use to treat patients with these types of infections. And that has put us into a bind with certain patients because we've run out of treatment options.
Wiederhold's lab is playing a pivotal role in getting new medications to market. They test new compounds for effectiveness against their large library of samples. Between identifying new fungi and testing new meds, Wiederhold says this is interesting, important work.
It's never a dull day in the fungus testing lab, and that's really a blessing.
That's Science and Medicine from UT Health San Antonio and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.